This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day. Before we get to you, Steve, we got to say thank you to DNC Chair Jamie Harrison for coming on earlier today. And make sure if you have any questions or anything, go to iwillvote.com.
You know what? These are really my closing remarks. He was good. He's informative. Mm-hmm. These are my closing remarks. You, me, we, and they all have to vote. This is serious, man. You see Barack Obama campaigning as hard as he's doing? That's because this thing is close. And it's close because we should be concerned about the closeness of this race. Because why is this what appears to be such an obvious choice? Why is this obvious choice so close? Why are there so many Americans willing to overlook the person that Donald Trump is? Why is it, man, that this election is close when it comes to character? Why is this election close when it concerns with quality of education? Why is this election close when it's concerning caring about the people of this country? Why is this election close when you consider a person's political record? Why is this election close when you look at a person's criminal record? Why is this election even close? How is it that this country has managed to allow a man who has 34 federal indictments be allowed anywhere near the White House when you know good and hell well your black ass wouldn't be nowhere near the White House, your house, the post office, FedEx, UPS, General Mills, General Motors? You put on an application and let them find out that you have an indictment and see if you get the job. So my question is, how is this even close? Why is it that so many people have decided to look the other way when it comes to looking at the record and the character and quality of a person this man is? Well, I've only come to one conclusion. The reason they're all willing to look the other way is because they are similar. That's the only thing I can say to you. They okay with it because they okay with him getting away with it. Now, the other reason is rather obvious. It's just some people not going to vote for a black person. That's an obvious reason. And that's what's making this election close, too. And please don't sleep on this. There are white people who will not vote for this woman simply because she is black. There are black people and white people who would not vote for this woman simply because she is a woman. The scary part is there are black people who would not vote for her for two reasons, because she's black and a woman. There's just some black people who just don't see themselves as good enough. And white has been right their whole life. And they have voted that way, acted that way, and portrayed themselves that way. When you are willing to walk away from everything that you are to be accepted by who they are, that's a sad, sad situation. But there are black people that fit into that category. Sad to say, but it is. We all know one. we all know one. If you don't know one personally, you've been exposed to one. Let me show you how this party really, really works. On January the 6th, when that mob broke into the Capitol and all those politicians ran for their life, when it got cleared up, they all stood there and said, enough is enough. Now we've had enough. This is too much. This man has to be stopped. They were scared for their life. When they found out that he controlled the minds of the Trumpsters and those rabid voters, they all changed their song and said, he's the guy for us. Are you serious? How could that be? They've overlooked everything. The indictments. If Barack Obama had an indictment, do you think he could run for president? If Kamala Harris had an indictment, do you think she could run? Joe Biden, they want to get rid of Joe Biden for something his boy did. But you won't get rid of Donald Trump for what he did. This is crazy to me, man. We cannot afford to sit this out. We have got to make a statement. And the two statements we need to make is our vote matters. And I'm telling you it matters because they all want it. The Republicans want it. Look at the Trump rallies, how they find the six black people that they got at the rally and they put them all right behind him. But if you scan the rest of that rally, ain't no more. They put them all behind him. This is crazy, y'all. We're 13 days out. We got to vote. And we got to show up because they not counting us. They counting on us to be discouraged by all the rules and antics they playing with this election. IWillVote.com. Go to IWillVote.com. If you're standing in line and you see some shenanigans, go to IWillVote.com. If you get a ballot and it ain't right, go to IWillVote.com. If you think anything is shaky that's happening in your community or your polling place, go to IWillVote.com and they will get you help with a lawyer immediately. That's what Jamie Harrison said today. Those are my closing remarks. We got to vote. It's go time, y'all. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.